Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to Tool World. Thanks for jumping in today. I'm your host, Mr. Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
Same old, same old. Mm-hmm. How's it going, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
Another sunny day. No, it's not.
No.
Not a sunny day. But let's get to it.
Okay. So today we're going to be discussing vertical kick, crescent kick, and defensive hook kick. They all look very similar, but they should be performed in a certain way. So why don't we start with the vertical kick, and maybe you want to go over that.
Well, the vertical kick is an offensive technique. So we're striking somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not defending, we're not deflecting something. But anyway, the foot is pointed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the attacking tool is either the foot sword or the reverse foot sword. And so it's an attack. So although we would like to make the leg go all the way through, it's very difficult to do that, especially when you're hitting maybe a 150-pound person or heavier. Your leg is just not going to go all the way through, so it's just kind of like striking. And since we strike, the way I always like it is to go at least 1 inch deep and then back out.
So in Tong Il, you see the vertical kick, you spin towards the back. So why would you do a vertical kick rather than, let's say, a reverse turning kick if you spin towards the back? What's the difference between the two?
Well, it's a different technique.
Right.
Right. I mean, well, when you're talking about reverse turning kick, you also have reverse offensive hook kick. We call it reverse offensive hook kick. We spoke about that a little bit. Depending on how close you are, depends on what part of the body you're trying to hit, etc., etc. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And vertical kick is kind of similar in that way. I think that the kick is mostly from the solar plex up, and a different tool. And same with vertical kick with the reverse foot, so where it comes inward.
Mm-hmm.
So it does look a little bit similar to a crescent kick or a defensive hook kick. Why don't you handle that one?
Okay, so crescent kick is a block, and usually we do it with the foot sole. So that means it's going from the outside in. I always say keep that leg slightly bent just a little bit, and then you want to kind of angle that foot inwards to make sure you're blocking with the bottom of the foot. Usually we're blocking like a punch, I would say, or maybe a okay. knife strike is what you see in the movies, but probably would not recommend that.
Right, and the defensive hook kick. So do we have inward crescent kick and outward crescent kick?
No, we have a crescent kick and defensive hook kick.
Right, so the defensive hook kick is the opposite direction of a crescent kick.
Mm-hmm.
The foot position is slightly different, it's slightly angled. Where mm-hmm. vertical kick, the foot is vertically straight up and down. And actually, I believe the encyclopedia has the vertical kick as inward or outward. And it doesn't say specifically if it's a foot sword or a reverse foot sword. I generally just say vertical kick with the reverse foot sword, vertical kick with the reverse foot sword. And that kind of tells you which way, is it going in or is it going outward?
Mm-hmm.
But the foot is straight up. And so it's different than the crescent kick or the defensive hook kick because of the way the foot is moving. So they look similar,
mm-hmm.
but different.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe most kicks are, the knee should be slightly bent, including the vertical kick.
Right. Yeah.
Although the crescent kick seems more like a, like an arc, right? Kind of comes, kind of hooking.
You think so? You sure not the defensive hook kick?
Well, that too.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Whereas the vertical kick is kind of like, it's more straight in. I mean, that's
yeah.
the way I would want to do it.
Right.
As opposed to kind of coming up because it's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of applies to all your blocks and kicks is that blocks should be performed in a straight line, but then occasionally you do it in a circular motion, like a pushing block. Or you don't want as much damage.
Right.
You don't
want right.
to, you know, strike something so hard. So you do it in a circular motion.
It's interesting you say that. Because when you think about like pushing blocks, it's generally a, like a circular movement. Is a crescent kick more like a pushing type of a technique?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to buy that.
Well, thanks for jumping into another Tool World podcast.
Don't forget to like us.
And to check out our Tool World Plus program. Don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.